Each of us have known that awkward and very uncomfortable situation in life where someone has put a question to us and we want to give an answer. We don't want to look as if we don't know what the answer is. But the reality is we just don't know. Some people like to pretend they do and end up looking very foolish as a result. Oftentimes in our Christian life, the best place to be proves to be the most humbling place of all, where we have to make an admission and we have to make a confession that we don't know what the answer is. This, my dear friend, is when God is pleased to take us up and do extraordinary things in us and through us. On today's Milk and Meat podcast, I'm thinking about being in the best place or being in your best place as we turn to the days of King Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat and all of Judah were staring down the gauntlet, outnumbered, outpowered, and I believe out of answers. And they're staring them in the face with the forces of Moab, the Ammonites, as well as many others. It truly must have been an intimidating and fearful sight to behold. Many times in our Christian lives, that same scene is played out before us on a number of different levels. And we ask the question because we're faced with this problem. What do we do in a situation where we don't know what to do? Where is the best place to be when we find that we are against a wall and we have run out of answers altogether? Remember that simply going to God and admitting and confessing that we are lost for answers is always the right course of action. Maybe you can recall a time, just by way of illustration, in your childhood. You might think of when you were at school and you were struggling over some particular lesson. And there was a question, maybe this question that everyone else seemed to know the answer to, but there you were and you were stumped, you were out of answers, and you had to resort to the thing that probably every child and every student doesn't like to do, putting your hand up into the air and asking for help when no one else seems to be asking for help beside you. It's not an easy thing to do, but we understand, we all recognize that it is most necessary. It is the best place to be, far better than tormenting your own mind or pretending you know what to do when clearly you just don't. I believe many Christians today suffer because there is no honest admission. There is no frank confession that they are lost for answers. When we look at the likes of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, which records for us this extraordinary encounter of Jehoshaphat and the armies which he faced and all the people of Judah that Jehoshaphat was responsible for and accountable to, we find Jehoshaphat in a very humbling situation. After all, remember, we're dealing with a king here. We're dealing with a leader and a ruler. We're dealing with a man who has led the line to a certain extent, and all the eyes are upon him. It is in that framework, it's in that sort of context that he becomes now as a little child. Because Jehoshaphat, even though he has done many things and he's done mighty things and he's led them to a certain place, he realizes that he doesn't have the answers here. He doesn't know what to do. And so you read in 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 12, part of this majestic prayer of this king, when he cries out, "O our God, wilt thou not judge them?" He goes on to say at the end of that verse, "Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee." Now remember, Jehoshaphat is not just simply stating ignorance. He's not ignorant of God. He's not ignorant of the need which is before him. And he's not saying to himself, "You know what, I just don't know what to do in any respect." No, he knows what to do. He has to go to Almighty God and admit, "I have no strength. I have no help in myself. We don't know what to do in that respect." And so this is what forms and this is what constitutes this incredible cry which pours out from a heart that is overwhelmed by the circumstances. I'm quite sure that many of you, if you are saved, if you are Christians, have found yourself in scenarios where you have felt incredibly overwhelmed. And we can think of another scripture that speaks of being overwhelmed, that when we are overwhelmed, we pray, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And that is what Jehoshaphat is doing, isn't he? He's standing upon the rock. This was the best place to be. It might look like a weak place to some people and to the opposing enemies, the Moabites, the Ammonites and so on. Ah, look at them. They're praying. They're helpless. They're weak. Look at them. But it's the best place to be. It is the most worthy place. And so here he is. He's humbling himself and he's going to God. The heart cried, we don't know what to do. But in the same respect, the eye of faith looked to the hills and to the Lord and said, but Lord, you do. The admission is we don't, but the realization is you do. Our eyes are fixed upon you and upon the Lord of glory and on no one else. And then what unfolds afterwards, I believe, is for me anyway, one of the most touching scenes in Old Testament scripture in verse 13. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives and their children. There was not the isolating of individuals. There was a collective assembling of ourselves together, which is most important, which is most vital. The best place to be, your best place to be, is in this collective place where we come together as one people, as one body. We present ourselves as a needy people before the great and almighty God. The best place for you to be is standing before the Lord with this admission that you may not know what to do, but your eye is upon the Lord.